From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 8th day of May 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting periods of showers today, mainly afternoon, with a high near 69 degrees. There will be a southeast wind at 7 to 9 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation today will be 80%. Tonight, showers are likely, mainly before 11 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 55 degrees. Southeast winds at around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 70%. We'll run down the full week's weather report in a moment, but first, here is what is going on in the local news. The comptroller audit of Stockport is nearly complete. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register Star, the state comptroller's office is wrapping up a risk assessment and audit of the town of Stockport. The review included expenditures for fiscal years 2011 and 2012. Approximately $250,000 in town funds were reported unaccounted for last fall. As a result, water rates soared more than 300% for Stockport residents this year. Town Supervisor Matt Morrell said the representatives of the comptroller's office held an exit interview with him on Monday. He said the office will release its findings this summer. Morrell also said the town's accountants can now shed light on where the missing money went. Those findings are expected to be released within the next month. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. Also in the Register Star today, documents reveal that sodium is the suspect in the two TCI fires. John Mason is reporting that newly obtained documents reveal links between the August 1st inferno that destroyed the TCI of New York plant in West Ghent and a smaller outdoor fire that occurred on the site 6 months earlier in January 2012. At the time of the first fire, local officials were informed that sodium was being used in the plant. Sodium is highly explosive when combined with water. The January fire was confined to three trailers located in the rear of the company's parking lot and was quickly doused by four fire companies. The documents reveal TCI's subcontractor, Power Substation Services, or PSS, was involved in both fires. Since the second fire, TCI has severed its relationship with PSS. The August fire burned for 2 days, leveling the company's 30,000-square-foot facility on Falls Industrial Road. TCI is currently seeking the town's permission to rebuild the plant. That full story you'll find in the Register Star. And in our last story from Greene County, the Cornell Project seeks to reduce the impact of floods. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail, the Catskill Town Board was briefed on Tuesday on the Hudson Estuary Watershed Resiliency Project, an initiative to reduce the impacts of severe flooding. In the initial step, outreach sessions were conducted with selected municipalities on their existing flood response plans, eventually leading to the development of educational programs. Post-flood intervention training for municipal highway employees is already under development. Liz Logadice, who is the natural resource educator for Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties, told town officials training on changes to the FEMA National Flood Insurance Program is another possibility, as is training on the FEMA rating system itself. The project is a joint effort of Cornell and the New York State Water Resources Institute at Cornell, with support from the Hudson River Estuary Program of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Liz Logadice is a WGXC volunteer. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Well, the weather for the next few days will be a farmer's delight. Periods of showers with a high near 69 are forecast for today. Showers likely forecasted for tonight with a low around 55. Tomorrow, showers again with a high near 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, more showers with a low around 51. The showers will continue through Friday with a temperature high near 75 and Friday night with a low around 54. For the weekend, showers are likely for both Saturday and Sunday with daytime temperatures in the 70s and nighttime temperatures in the 50s. And the sun is forecast to come out for back to work Monday morning with a high temperature of 60 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:40 a.m. and will set at 8:03 p.m. for a total of 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 8th day of May, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.